Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Chia Court of @VoxGoddessVO, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Chia is a voiceover artist whose voice has been described as rich and vibrant, as well as trustworthy and approachable. Chia is based in the Bay Area in California, and we got to meet and hang out recently at the AES convention, the Audio Engineering Society show in San Francisco. We both thought you might like to hear about some of the great audio tools and toys that we got to see and test there. So thanks for being here, Chia.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
What was one of your favorite picks of the show?
I was really impressed by the vocal booth. It's a competitor of Whisper Room, and we had a chance to test them both out. It was very interesting to compare the two. The first vocal booth that we went into was a single-walled corner booth. It was a pentagonal shape, so no parallel walls, and that was really nice. And it cut the ambient noise of the sales floor, which we measured at about 65 dB. It cut it down about 22, so it was about a 43 dB at the end of it. And then we went into their double-walled 4x8 vocal booth, and that cut the ambient noise about 33 dB for a final noise level of 32 dB. So we were really impressed. It comes with ventilation and light included in the price. They were really roomy inside. It felt really comfortable. I was really impressed with the corner unit as a voice actor because it allows you a lot of room for physicalization and to move while you're in front of the mic. So I really appreciated that.
Now, they did say at Vocal Booth that those were a little bit higher ceiling than their standard. I liked them, too. I was very impressed with both of those.
I wasn't as impressed with the Whisper Room, which surprised me because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Mine, you know, there were a lot of great new mics and some new mic preamps, but the one thing that caught my eye is something that I hear VO folks always have problems with, keeping their rooms quiet.
Mm.
And a company called SoundproofWindows.com was showing these great acoustical window inserts. They're custom made to fit inside the frame of any window in your house, and it deadens that sound from outside. Those kids playing or the traffic sounds. So if you've set up an extra room as a VO studio, that's really a pretty cool tool from an acoustical standpoint, too.
Yeah, that'd be really useful. My studio actually is in my house. It faces the street, and car noise is definitely an issue. I think that's something I'd have to look into.
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. So, Chia, why don't you tell us a little bit about something you've been working on?
Well, today I was doing some IVR, which is interactive voice recording. It's the automated phone system work, and I actually work for one of the top four mobile phone companies, and today we were working on concatenation, which is saying a series of numbers, and it's actually very exacting work because you have to be absolutely consistent every single time. 1, 2, 3. You can't change your intonation or your inflection. You've got to keep it steady. And we had about 300 of those this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great gig, though.
It's great. It's steady work. There's weekly updates, and it pays fairly well. So, yeah, it's, you know, it may not be as glamorous as cartoon work or some of the commercial work out there, but it's definitely good, steady work.
It's what I call bread and butter work, and we all need lots of bread and butter, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm excited because I just finished a music and sound effects mix of a holiday story for Jeff Gelder's Holiday Magic CD. It's holidaymagiccd.com. It's a project that donates these great holiday CDs to children's hospitals every year over the holidays. And Jeff is on Twitter at Gelderhead. And the story was narrated by a woman named Pearl Hewitt. And I don't know who she is, but she did a really good job. It was a really fun little story.
Yeah, and thanks for turning me on to Gelderhead. I'm following him now.
Good. All right. So, Chia, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to hire your voiceover talent services?
Oh, you can go to my website, and that's voxgoddess.com. V as in Victor, OXGODDESS.com. It's got my agent's information, my email information. You can check out my demos. I'd love for you to stop by.
I've listened to your demos. You sound really good. So I'm excited that we got a chance to meet and talk and do this Audio Follow Friday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tim. It was a real pleasure.
And thanks for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.